welcome your neighbor by giving a handshake to the person standing by your side. And when you have so done, you unleash and download a blessing from your spirit over his life or her life. Then you can take your seat in the presence of God. I would like for us to turn our Bibles quickly to the book of Joel chapter 2. The foundation of what we are gathered to receive from God offers itself to us freely in those verses of scripture. When we have our coordinates set in the proper places, our navigation is going to be such with great grace. Blow the trump in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come great and strong, like the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even unto many successive generations. A fire divorced before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like a garden of Eden, before them and behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like sweet steeds, so they run. With a noise like chariots over mountain tops they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a people strong, set in battle array. Before them the people were in pain, and all faces were drained of color. They run like mighty men, they climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation, and they do not break their ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between weapons, they shall not be cut down. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run on the walls. They shall climb into the houses. They shall enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them and the heavens tremble. The sun and the moon shall glow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. That's the graphic picture of the end time army. But we need to understand the software that runs that army, the platform upon which that army has this level of dexterity, is revealed in verse 11. The Bible says the Lord gives voice before his army, and his camp is very great. Now all the levels, all the dimensions of coordination, we see that the army of God sustains is as a result of the fact that they give heed to the commanding officer. Matching orders, circumference, designed so that we can articulate the instructions of the Holy Spirit to the body of Christ, particularly at this present time. One of the proofs that Christ is alive is that he speaks today. You know, in some religions, their God was about to die, and so he wrote a book quickly so that his memory could be captured in a book. But it happens to be that the one that authored the book is still alive, and he's still speaking today. If we are going to be relevant people on the face of the earth at this point in time, we need to run with the present revelation position of the Spirit. What makes us to come into the cutting edge of that which God is doing? What makes us relevant? It's possible for you not having access to the present revelation position of the Spirit as a pastor. You'll be building people into the past instead of building them into destiny. Now, we have seen several ministries in Nigeria. So many years of discipleship. When the full-blown effect of that revival found expression, it was designed that the people that were raised for the past and not raised for a future that is yet to come. It's because we undermine the prophetic dimension. We undermine the present revelation position of the Spirit. And the Bible says that the voice of God is the secret that maneuvers the army. You see them leaping up and jumping through windows, passing into the walls like a thief. They run to and fro the city. The coordination was wonderful. The Bible says they stand in formation. They are quadrants, they are platoons. They are circles, they are sequences. Effectively coordinated upon the face of the earth. It's a testimony of that which God wants to do in the end time. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do in the end time. But it happens to be that God's greatest limitation is man. From the day that God decreed that the heavens belong to him and that the earth belongs to the sons of men, at that point in time, because God's words, when it is spoken, it becomes law. It became illegal for God, who is a spirit, to enter into this dimension to function without the permission of man. It was as if man became God's limitation. But Joel is prophesying that a day will come where a strange species of people will rise from the face of the earth. These people will not constitute a limitation to the grace and the power of God on the earth. They will translate the very frequency, the mindset of God. They will bring it into manifestation in various territories. And it will be as if God himself acquired human legs to walk upon the face of the earth. Because if God wants to hit a place, that army begins to come into formation. They group and regroup. They align with the Spirit of God. And like one man, they march into that place, and everything contrary to God comes down and bows to the authority with which they function. In that day, God's limitation among men will be removed, because willing people that have decided to drop their own agenda to facilitate God's agenda have found expression upon the scene. It is such that Joel prophesies about. Joel made us to understand that this army is so unique, so much so that there has never been any time among men where God found that kind and degree of coordination. And the Bible says never, ever will there ever be such, even into the tune of successive generations. It's as if God's devils that have been kept in store to translate the mind of God were all designed to manifest suddenly in a particular window of grace. And in this window of grace, God does not have any limitation anymore on the earth, because these people and his throng have been made manifest. When we see their skills, we see the effect of their presence. The Bible says that the appearance of them is that the appearance of horses. And like horsemen, so shall they run. Hallelujah. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains. Like the noise of fire that devoured the stubble. Like a people set in battle array. He spoke about four dimensions of manifestation in that verse of scripture. And all of this is compacted. All of this is delivered when this set of people arise. And the Bible says in verse 11 that the secret behind their dexterity was that they were attentive to hear the Lord's voice. There were several times like that, several seasons of great grief. God was moving, and because we had a little circle of intercession going every day, there were a few things we were privileged to pick from the spirit realm. And then I traveled far to another city. I met some other people that had the same kind of platform, intercessory. And I found out that the things I picked at home, those ones too had picked it in that place. The church of God is universal. If we are tuned to God, we can all pipe into the agenda of God. When you come to, especially, I get so tired when we come to the end of a year, and then the next year is about to come, and there are diverse captions as to what God wants to do. In this ministry, it's year of signs and wonders. If you move closer next door, it is double honor. Friends,
if the true operation of the prophetic office and ministry comes into manifestation, I tell you, all those recklessness we see about the mind of God and the emphasis of the Spirit that has made it impossible for us to hear a distinct prophetic sound that would demand a concurrent response from the earth, it will cease. Because when the prophets come, their testimony about the present revelation position of the Spirit is the same. And it doesn't matter which territory you are, you pipe into heaven and the army of God begins to form a formation in that territory. And if you are being in the flow of the sequence and you move from one place to another place, you'll be able to identify that formation. Because irrespective of location, irrespective of time zone, irrespective of continent, irrespective of place, the Spirit of God sovereignly is seeking to effect the mind of God upon the face of the earth. My question today is, when last did you hear His voice? In the book of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus began to speak about John the Baptist. It happens to be that the Jews were sons of the prophets. Their faith, their hopes were bound upon the things that the prophets of old had declared. And they knew that the Messiah would not walk the ground of Israel until a prophet like Elijah comes first to prepare the way. And so when John the Baptist was made manifest, everyone was confused about what the significance of his ministry was all about. Many did not know. And Jesus, in the book of Matthew chapter 11, tried to give us some insight. He said, just in case you want to know, just in case you have ears to hear, John the Baptist is Elijah that was to come. But Jesus, in that particular scripture, in rendering and in unveiling that position of prophetic things, said, he that has ears, and it was plural. The same Jesus, as the Spirit of Revelation in the book of Revelation, said to the churches, he that has an ear. What's the difference between ears and what? An ear. In the first instance, he was talking about natural ears. Just in case you're around this, my teaching stable, where I unveiled and unraveled the significance of the ministry of John. If you just have ears, you can hear them. That's cheap. Anyone that has ears can hear stuff. But you see, the stakes were raised by the time we got to the book of Revelation, when God was about to unveil the overcomers. Those were the genuine believers that still had an ear to hear the Holy Spirit. When it was no longer popular, they were still inclining their ears with dry fasting and prayer in rigor, just so that they could understand the rhythm of how to match when it's the Holy Ghost that blows the trumpet. The Bible makes us to understand that the glory of that army was tied to the fact that they all had a way of hearing the instructions of their commanding officer. That day and that time has come. We have waited for so long. Many people have prophesied about revival. But I tell you the truth, the onus of revival is not with God, it's with us. And if we refuse to align with God, He will sit back and our generation will perish. The generation of our great grandchildren can come if they are the ones that take the responsibility to stand with God. Then His words will begin to come to pass. God will not reduce His standard just because a wicked and adulterous generation arises. In the sanctum of God, as you read your Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 5, a book was brought out of the archives. The Bible says on that book was written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And angels began to search for men of sufficient stature that had enough capacity spiritually and otherwise to break the seals and to look upon it and to read that which was concealed therein. And oh my God, there was great need to weep and cry because no man was found. I was expecting that because no man was found, that God would have lowered the standard so that man can approximate to what God is doing. But you see, the purposes of God are eternal. His ways are past finding out. His standards are not measured by light. His wisdom is not measured by books. He is ancient. He's the beginning himself. His existence himself. And so he does not have a bad day. I speak about a God that flows and in every age and aeon, his presence and dominion is represented. That God is not afraid of time. If a generation denies him access, he can wipe them out and wait for their grandchildren to rise. Weep not! A voice cried in heaven. For the lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. To open the book and to loose the seals. Sometime or the other, some man will prevail. Some generation will prevail. And the things that happen within, in a strange language, they will learn that language sufficiently enough to interpret it. I tell you, God has appeared to me many times. But in recent times, I've seen that he wants to move, but we are the ones that have kept him. And so he said, we should sound an alarm. It's time to march with the commanding officer. He comes to blow a strange kind of trumpet. And even if you believe you are so weak, the power of that voice can enter into the foundation of your spirit. It can rattle it and it can make you come alive. Aila kapatala naskapai. Iri sandola natesi la kaprates katai. Oh God. Oh, many great men have risen in this land. Many mighty men have risen. But you see, the call for the deliverance of this land is a call that is upon a generation, not upon a man. The Bible speaks in Joel chapter 2. It speaks about a generation. These guys were nameless. These guys were faceless. The name of no one was written down. The configuration of no one's face was described. The Bible says a fire devoured before them. I know you can't imagine that. Behind them a flame burned. It means they are people of fire. Fire burning in the front. And just in case you escape the one in the front, one devours at the backside. They are men painted and colored with the greatest and the most powerful element. They are men of fire. Somebody say fire. That day has come. And if in this hall you decide to stand with him, it is written that a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. Put your right hand on your chest. Let's take our oath of office. We need to swear before him. We need to swear. The truth of the matter is this: if you don't get to take any great decision, you cannot by any means realize a great destiny. The heavens look down onto us. So much, so many vacuums in the realm of the spirit. And the clarion call is this: will you arise in this day and time? He will teach you a strange language and cause you to hear the vibrations coming from eternity. He will bridle the excesses of your soul, bring you under his government, and then teach you the rhythm of the spirit. He will show you how angels march, how sounds are born in the heavens, how God produces things, and what he needs a man to do in the earth, to stand with him and to partner with him to bring his great works to pass. There's always a need for a Moses to stretch forth the rod of signs and wonders. There's always a need for Elijah, the rainmaker, to call down fire. Will you stand in this day and in this time? With your right hand on your chest, you want to take a note. Give me volume there. Oh, la baka yesendo likapa. To take a note. My life will not be a mundane life. My days will be spent with purpose. I will build with the tools of immortality. That even when I'm long gone, my blood will cry from the ground. Enough of the rat race. It's time for the deliverance of our generation. We give you the glory, we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. We will not stop until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. We will not stop until the islands sing His praise and cry, Abba Father. We will not stop until the dark places of the earth receive illumination like the land of Zabulon and Naphtali. We will not stop until the dead are raised. We will not stop until the blind see. We will not stop until our generation dance to the beat of His drum and pledge our allegiance to His flag. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. Until His knowledge the sun can cease to give His light, the moon can be blotted out, but we will not stop until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth. I want us to take our oath of office. I will not stop. In every office I find myself, in every nation I find myself, I will not stop. If there is still another ground to contend for and to conquer, I will still strive. All my days will be spent to this end, until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. We will not stop. We will not stop until the worship and the memory of darkness that has besieged our land is forgotten. We will not stop until the powers of witchcraft, the ability to manipulate, are kept on hold. We will not stop until light, great light, pierces the very domains of darkness. And until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth. This is such a day when a little one can become a thousand. This is such a day when a shepherd boy can become a king. This is such a day when the least among us can become as strong as David. We need to decide today to stumble upon a decision so that through us, God can have an expression. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The glory of the Lord covers the earth. Until the ability to wield and marginalize the destinies of men is taken from the devil in this land, will not stop. In this nation, will not stop. In Africa, will not stop. When that brilliant light, that bright light, when it shines, everything that has a cover of darkness is exposed. Hallelujah. Of God that have been broken down are built again. We will not stop until the heavens are split and fire comes down from above to bear witness. And for that to happen, God needs a man on ground. A man that has traveled from his mind and has traveled to his heart. A man that has left the place of reason to the place of trust. The gate and the access route to this portal is narrow. You can't make it with excess luggage. Friends, you may not have any reason to say amen today, because something is about to be born. We will not stop until we hear Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Will not stop. Will not stop. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. you take time to watch some of the cartoons that they make for our children these days? Cartoon Network. Everything has gone witchcraft. Everything. Movies have gone witchcraft. Merlin, Charmed, and all kinds of stuff. You don't know that an educational system has been put in place to evolve a generation that will bow at something in the name of God and be worshiping the devil. We call for the overcomers. Men that will dance to the beat of a different drummer. Men that will pledge allegiance to a different flag. If nothing serious happens to you and me, then our generation is doomed. Have you been listening to the headlines in news? Security. All kinds of stuff. Went to Kano, a big cathedral, no member to attend Sunday service. Most people do Sunday from satellite. Sunday satellite. Somebody calls somebody in Kano and say, did you attend church? They say, yeah. What's the name of that? Satellite church. T.G. Jakes by 9 a.m. Noah Jones by 11:45. If you know what is happening, something is trying to tamper with our heritage. Something is trying to gain ground to take tariff and territory. The Lord seeks a man of sufficient stature. These are the days of Elijah, the rainmaker that can seal the heavens in the name of the Lord and tear it back open with prayer. There must be something that goes beyond the chemistry textbook that will bring deliverance to our nation. We will not stop until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you tonight. We seek your margin orders that we may know where to put our feet. We seek your margin orders that we may know how and when to sit, when to stand, when to walk away, and when to run. Help us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You may take your seat for the clapping ovation.